Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Laura, how did you say you had to break something kinky to your man?
I sent him a letter for a romantic date and had him bring a red silk ribbon.
Okay, now what kind of, without getting us kinked off the air, what kind of kinky stuff did you want to introduce to him that you were a bit trepidatious about?
Bondage.
So you wanted to tie him up, or you wanted him to tie you up?
Oh, no, I tied him up.
Oh.
So, okay, so you wanted to tie up your man, and you didn't know how to break it to him, so you wrote him a letter?
It was a romantic thing, like date night thing, where you sent a letter saying the only thing you have to bring is a red silk ribbon.
Oh, romantic bondage.
Sure.
Okay.
So you said all you got to bring is a red ribbon.
Silk ribbon.
Where would I go to get a silk ribbon?
I don't know. Silk ribbon. So once he brings a silk ribbon, what would you do to him?
Tied him to the bed.
Tied him to the bedpost.
Yeah.
And then what'd you do to him?
Yeah.
You beat him?
Punch him in the face?
No punch, you know.
That's good.
Just all right. Teased.
Some what? Paste?
Teasing.
Oh, teasing.
Teasing. Okay.
Teasing.
I got it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Savannah, how are you? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Very well. Did you have to talk your man into some kinkier stuff?
Yes, I did. So we had been dating for about 7 months, and I was kind of just like, hey, you know, I saw this one day, and maybe we should try it. And at first he was like, no way, there's no way I'm going to do this. And finally, after a few weeks of like slowly talking him into it and like throughout the day slowly talking to him, he finally went with it.
So went with what? Like, what did you really want him to do?
Well, like, I really wanted him to like tie me down and like take advantage of me and like just kind of have like full rein on me.
Full rein.
At first he was like whatever he wanted, and at first he was like, that's
chocolate
too rain. Weird. I don't want maybe.
Oh. So okay, that's what I would be like. Like, pretend I'm your man, and I don't want to do anything weird to you. I don't want to tie you up and have my, why can't we just like chill and Netflix?
Well, okay. So I don't know. It's just this incredible sensation. So like, we can start small. Like, maybe you can just like hold my hands behind my back, and then you can work up to like tying my hands, and then you know, getting more and more involved until you feel comfortable. And if you don't feel comfortable, then we can stop.
Why don't we just go out to eat at Carrabba's, and we come home, make out,
man,
and then fall asleep?
That chicken marsala.
Mm.
Well, I guess so, but I mean, like, it would just make me so much happier, and I know that I would return the favor for you.
I want you to return the favor. I don't want to be tied up.
So you want him to tie you up and then do whatever he wants to do?
Yeah.
Oh, so I can tie you up and go play Call of Duty.
I mean, if that's what you want to do, that's totally fine.
So he can, like, tie you up and then have five guys that he found on Craigslist come over.
Okay, I don't know about that.
Oh, you said have your way. That's the way.
Yeah, five guys. That's the way. I'll have five guys from Craigslist come over, and then I'll go get some five guys hamburgers, and I'll eat them while five guys are all pounding you.
Oh, my God. This is why I love the show. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. Yes, Nikki.
Savannah, what is Daddy Dom and Little Girl?
What?
She told me about it, that she got him to do Daddy Dom and Little Girl.
What's Daddy Dom and Little Girl?
Okay, so no. Daddy Dom and Little Girl is basically where the male takes the dominant role.
Okay.
And like a daddy figure, like he's a big protective guy and he's super strong and masculine.
Yeah.
And you're like the submissive one in the relationship, and you're basically like his servant. You do whatever he wants for you, and you're his little girl.
Yeah.
And, like,
Yeah, go get me a sandwich, little girl. You're my little girl.
Kind of,
and I'm your Daddy Dom.
Mm-hmm.
Do you call him Daddy?
Yes, I do.
Call me Daddy.
Oh, that's okay. Daddy, can we please go see a movie or go out to dinner tonight?
Where do you want to go to dinner, little girl?
I don't know, Daddy. You can pick wherever you want.
Oh, this is creepy.
I want to go to Tijuana Flats to get a burrito. What do you think about that, little girl?
That sounds perfect.
And I want to put guacamole all over you.
Okay, if that makes you happy.
Yeah, that makes me happy. I'm going to shoot my queso all over you. What do you think about that?
I will take it happily.
I want you to eat some salsa out of my butt.
If that will make you happy, sir, I will do anything.
Oh, it'll make me extremely happy.
Thrilled. Yeah. All right, take it easy. Oh, my goodness gracious. Stay right where you are. We've got SBK's final thought.
That might have just been it.
I think we stumbled upon a daddy girl kind of.
Hello. Here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh.
Is this Magnifico?
Yeah, Chris, how you doing?
No, Drew. How've you been?
Well, I'm not feeling that great. My breast is shrunk. My muscles are killing me.
Oh.
They're not giving me vitamin
D. Language. Well, just watch a language, Magnifico.
You know what? I know. But you know what? My son was christened Sunday, November 13th,
right.
1983. He was born 9/7/83.
Right.
And, you know he passed on.
I know. I'm sorry.
I tried calling Father Mary's office because, He's got his voicemail on no matter what.
Father Mary?
So I called St. Anthony and I left a message through the collect call, you know?
Sure.
But anyways.
Have you talked to Mike lately? I haven't heard you on Mike's show. You know, Mike's doing mornings now, and I'm doing afternoons. I don't know if you've talked to Mike since he moved to mornings. He's not Cowhead anymore.
Really. I was thinking of calling in the morning. I said, well, maybe I'll be lucky and I'll catch you tonight or something, you know?
Sure. Well, I mean, I'll pass anything on. We're pretty good friends.
Yeah, I got to get out of here. You know, I did walk away. I didn't get shot.
I didn't know that. You walked out of the facility?
They kept me mad because they started shooting me up with needles for no reason. This lady, she went in for an operation, a gallbladder operation.
Oh.
The supervisor lady, Nitra, she wouldn't let me outside that afternoon. Yet the day before, she wouldn't let me outside till 11:30. Then she said, I was going out with my trick-or-treat bag that I made in with my pillowcase.
Trigger.
And I did a Love Nikki thing with naked people kneeling down, hugging, you know, a guy and a girl.
Sure.
And it was a charm that my mother bought me when Nikki died, and I was 1974, my motorcycle accident.
Right.
And I had died after him.
Yeah.
I came back to life, and he was buried, closed casket. But anyways, you know, it happened, well, I found out July 9th about that, 1974, he was found in the Charles River. And they cut off his penis and everything, and his ex-girlfriend got her new boyfriend to jump into the party to kill him. Somehow he got jealous and killed him.
Oh.
She took him home to her house that night, got him drunk, got him loaded on drugs, all kinds of drugs, and
stack time?
He passed up. He killed him in the house that way, and then he wrapped him up in sheets. You know how they found his body and who did it? The sheets had numbers on it from the dry cleaners in Cambridge. Mm. They found them in the Charles River near the Galleria Mall. And but you know, just out of jealousy, whatever.
She calling us from the food court?
No, I think she's institutionalized, if I'm not mistaken. You're still
at the hospital.
Yeah, she's still.
Oh, okay.
But I did walk away last week. It was the 2nd of November, something like that.
Right.
And I got mad. Somebody left the door open, so I walked downstairs and just walked away because I can't run.
How'd they catch you?
I walked right into this big guy.
Oh.
He wasn't a big guy, but
right.
he was a big short guy, you know.
Big short guy.
Remembered me from a field festival. Today was a field festival. They wouldn't let me go.
They wouldn't let you go to field festival?
A field festival with sausages and hot dogs, especially sausages. Sausage in a long time.
A bit.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I've had a sausage as well, for sure.
And Eric that runs classes, he took us out downstairs for a movie, Jurassic Park.
Oh. Well, which one? The new one? Because I watched that. It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. The Jurassic World?
It's Jurassic Park with the kids and everything.
Oh. I thought it was Jurassic World is a new one with Chris Pratt. And it's really not that bad of a movie.
Dinosaurs?
Yeah.
No, it isn't. It's dinosaurs, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I have raptors. The raptors were kind of trained. They tracked down the big, modified genetically T-Rex.
Yeah, I even tried calling Boston Magic up there to do a song for my son, you know?
What song did you want them to play? Yeah. I'll play a song for your son.
He loved my Mariah Carey, like Hero. And,
oh, all right.
He liked Celine Dion. So something
she
like
just
that.
Got a divorce.
He did go see Mariah Carey, you know?
All right.
And concert.
So
he did watch the movie, The Titanic, with me. You know?
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did watch that.
Okay. So Hero by Hero by Mariah Carey would be a good song that you would want to hear for your son, because I would do that for you. Because
what is it, a new one?
Well, I mean, it's not that new. It's kind of an old song.
Well, that's all right. He likes Mariah Carey, so I can't hear it. I'm here.
No, maybe I'll play it right now. Look, I got it right here. Hold on. True Lila would like to send this one out from Magnifico to her son. I believe his name is Michael, if I'm not mistaken.
Andreas.
Christopher is his name. Always an interesting time spending time with Magnifico.
Yeah, Andreas Christopher. It meant Andreas is strong, and Christopher, you know, like Christopher Columbus or Christ Almighty.
Christopher Columbus and Christ Almighty. True Lila loves Christ so much.
Magnifico is my father's name. Love that name. He
Tattooed it on his back. Sure. And True Lila has a love affair ongoing with Christ, our Lord and Savior. He's a tender lover. Snack time at the institution right now. And True Lila would love to send this one out to the late, great Christopher and Magnifico, just like Christopher Columbus, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost in the Pac-Man game. True Lila's sending this one out because, Magnifico, you're my hero. True Lila loves you.
Are you going to ever get a chance to see me, or am I going to have to walk away again?
Oh, you want me to come? I would come see you. What facility are they keeping you in?
Food and drinks, you know.
What kind of snacks would you like?
I can have snacks here. I can have for the pantry, too, and eat whatever. Well, I like sugar-free, though. I knew you needed a little sugar-free stuff. Like, peppermint patties by Russell Stover's.
Oh, what about York peppermint patties? Man, when I bite into a York peppermint patty, I get the sensation of ramming my head against a padded cell.
Yeah, they have sugar-free in that, and they have it like peanut butter cup. They have sugar-free. It's Russell Stover's. There's a whole line of sugar-free, and they're in little packages, you know, of like $1.50, $1.69.
Sure.
Some of these, and they have turtles with nuts and stuff, and coconut.
Who do you like for president in 2016, Magnifico? Who do you like for president?
I really like Trump, and I really like Mrs.
Man, that figures.
Clinton. Yeah. Miss Hillary Clinton.
Oh, there's like total opposites.
Who do you like?
I don't like anybody. But
I'm not voting, though.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
They wanted me to. Eric said, you're going to vote? I said, I don't think I'm going to.
Why aren't you voting?
I do like Trump, and I do like...
What exactly do you like about Donald Trump, just out of curiosity, Magnifico?
He's got a lot of money. He has a lot of friends with girls and stuff like that. You know, like Playboy bunny guy and stuff.
Sure. All right.
You know, he could take care of his guests that come to America or whatever, whoever.
Sure. All right.
Sounds
reasonable.
Good woman, you know, and whatnot.
Should medical marijuana be legalized in Florida, Magnifico?
I think it should be. I do. It should be legalized. I think people should legalize smoking, even in hospitals or whatever.
Of course.
Smoking cigarettes.
Of course. Smoking cigarettes in hospitals
they
should be
legal. Legalize marijuana with some hospital ruling, you know?
Of course.
Some people.
All right. And finally, before I let you go, what type of undergarments are we rocking?
Real marijuana. I think they should legalize it.
Okay. Real marijuana.
Real, not the fake marijuana like the spice.
People get psyched out. I've seen them in hospitals with the chemical.
Sure.
Marijuana from the government.
Oh yeah. What type of underwear might we be wearing today, Magnifico?
Oh, they gave me some new ones. Hey there, hi Bright, how are you?
Who's that? Do they want to talk to us?
No, that's Bright. He's working. Are you working upstairs, Bright? He used to fix the TV for me and make some like dub radio station and magic up north.
Oh sure.
Make some good music for me in the other place years ago. But he's over here in the special place.
I gotcha, special place.
We're working upstairs. Right? I don't know if he owns. I don't know if he's got relatives.
Man, if you get her to pass the phone around.
I know. She's done it before. We've talked to the interesting people in there.
No, well, he's a super. He's one of the
supervisors. He's a superhero. Sure. Mm-hmm. All right. Listen, it's been a pleasure.
You know, you think he's related to Bright Health Network? I don't know.
Probably not.
Oh, they're the best.
I know.
But listen, it's always a pleasure catching up with you, Magnifico. It's been too long since we've heard your voice. I hope we hear from you again. Stay well. You sound great. You sound better than I've ever heard you before. And don't be a stranger, all right?
Well, I did get a little bit of glycerin with vitamins in the drink, you know, with iron. But they got to give me some more. They have, you know, they have to give me some more of that stuff.
Yeah, they got
to
give you some more of that.
Much. I only had it like a week.
Sure. All right. Well, listen, we got to run. Always great to hear from you, okay?
All right. So come on to visit. You know where I am?
No, where are you?
I'm an hour from Tallahassee. Oh. That's where my birth certificate is, too.
Oh, that's a lot.
Next
door
to Quincy, Florida.
It's a haul. Quincy, Florida. All right. I got to run.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.